in this particular thing I'm talking about, they have different numbers of leaves on them. What might this be? Would be harmful to you?
Well, that could be poison oak or poison ivy, but I've never known of it to grow up very tall, especially around here now, maybe in other places, and so that maybe where they got turned from a tree or a bush.
Okay, do they have different numbers of leaves, or how are they recognizable?
Well, I never can remember which it is. My husband will always say, don't watch out, don't get near that, because anyway, they'll always have the three little cluster of leaves, and I don't know if it's the poison oak or poison ivy. I'm not allergic to any of those, but he is, and so he always watches out for
them. Okay, fine. What are the red berries you eat? Sugar and cream.
Oh, strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kinds of berries that have a rough surface? Some are red and black.
Blackberries.
Okay. And if they are red and bumpy?
Raspberry.
Okay, fine. Some berries that grow in the woods are not good to eat. They could kill you, so you say they are?
Poisonous.
What are the flowering bushes that bloom in the late spring, especially along a mountainside?
Rhododendron.
Okay, and if they're smaller than the rhododendron, it'd be the?
Mountain laurel.
A large flowering tree has shiny leaves and big white flowers, traditional
magnolia.
In the South. Right. Okay, those are beautiful.
Magnolia.
Okay, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask.
My husband.
Okay, fine. And a man would say, I must ask.
My wife.
Okay. A woman whose husband is dead is a?
Widow.
And if he just left her, she'd be a?
Divorcee?
Okay. Eventually, probably.
Yeah. What would it be then if you just left?
I don't know. A grass widow is a term here, but I haven't heard that.
Well, neither have I.
Okay. Who took care of you when you were little?
Mother.
Okay. And who helped her?
Daddy.
Okay. And these two people together, you would refer to as your?
Parents.
All right. Fine. Your father's father is called your?
Grandfather.
Okay. Are there any other terms you might call him affectionately?
Oh, you could call him Grandpa, Gramps. Or, well, I used to call my mother and dad's, my mother's mother and dad, I mean. We used to call him Big Mom and Big Papa. And I just thought that was sort of odd, but.
Okay. Oh, did you, knew your grandparents then?
Oh, yes. They died when I was 15.
Okay. Your grandfather's wife would be called your?
Grandmother.
Okay. Any special terms you might use for her?
No, as I said, we used to call her Big Mom.
Okay.
Because she's little and short and chunky.
Okay. Your sons and daughters are called your?
Children.
Okay, fine. A name a child's known by just in the family might be called a?
Oh, kid.
Okay, but if you gave your child a special name, it was just a family name.
Oh, a nickname.
Okay, a nickname. Okay.
Or no, well, some people call the children kids. I never did.
Right. Okay. What's something on wheels you can put a baby in and it'll lie down?
A stroller or a baby carriage? Which one are you looking for?
Okay, fine. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, put the baby in the carriage and go out and do what with it?
Push it.
Okay, and you would be walking the baby at this time? All right, fine. Or if you were going out with the baby, you would say, I am going to blank the baby.
Walk the baby.
Okay, fine. Okay, your children are your sons, and you have one?
Daughter.
Daughter. Okay. Your children are boys, and one?
Girl.
All right. Charlie is the blank of your children.
The eldest.
All right. Charlie is also probably the most